weekend, but Democrats and Republicans say no new talks are expected. The Trump administration stepping up attacks on what it says are drug smuggling boats, but providing no evidence of that. 9 deadly drone strikes so far. Demolition of the White House East Wing continues. It's expected to be completely taken down by this coming weekend. This is ABC News. This morning at the Vatican, an historic meeting between the heads of 2 churches. ABC's James Longman has more.
For the first time in more than 500 years, a King of England and a Pope praying together. King Charles and Pope Leo in the magnificent Sistine Chapel, bringing the leaders of the Anglican and Catholic churches together in prayer for the first time since England broke with Rome in the 16th century. Charles, alongside his Queen Camilla, there for a show of unity, important to a king who has long promoted interfaith dialogue.
Broadway musicians will not be putting down their instruments today. Local 802, the union representing them, announced a tentative deal to a possible strike. Actor Alec Baldwin's lawsuit against prosecutors in the Santa Fe, New Mexico DA's office now moving forward. He is claiming malicious prosecution in the Rust shooting death of Helena Hutchins. Charges against Baldwin were thrown out. He claims the prosecutors only pursued the case to further their own political agendas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The measles outbreak in Oconto County is officially over, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. There have been no new cases of measles for more than a month. Health officials say that's 2 incubation periods, or 42 days, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who were not vaccinated. 2 people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after someone traveling out of state was exposed to measles. Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country, which increases its risk of measles outbreaks, especially as children return to school. As of October 21st, health workers say they don't expect to report any further cases of measles. Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby had a little fun with his Packers field goal record being broken. In an admirable example of good sportsmanship, Crosby took to Instagram to congratulate Packers kicker Lucas Haversick, whose 61-yard boot last week set a new Packers record for the longest field goal. That knocked out Crosby's 58-yard record from way back in 2011 in a game against the Vikings. Congrats, awesome 61-yarder down in Arizona, Crosby said in a video message. Records are made to be broken. I'm proud of you, bud. You helped the Packers get a win yesterday. But then Crosby flashed the ceremonial football he received to commemorate his record-winning kick. Crosby joked, "Just help me figure out what I'm going to do with this now." Haversick replied, "So much value in that ball." And countless Packer fans chimed in, offering to take the commemorative ball off Crosby's hands. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Mike Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 48 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. There could be a little frost, especially further inland. Our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I'm in. not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
WGBW on this National Horror Movie Day. And believe it or not, the movie Psycho, everybody remembers the shower scene from that iconic movie. But it was actually the first film of any movie to show a toilet on screen. So, little fun fact for you. I saw a terrifying scary movie that was so good. Let me tell you all about it coming up.
These eyes cry every night. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it. Eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend. You spoke it, baby.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Reflections of the love you took from me.
alive and kicking on local news and timeless hits. Perfect name for a group on this National Horror Movie Day. It's 97.9 WGBW, because at the end of most of those movies, there's not too many characters alive, right? So I love a good scary movie. I'm a little particular because I expect a little bit. I expect it to be believable. I expect it to have a plot and have a wrap-up ending. Don't just roll credits on me or I'm not going to like you if you're a scary movie. I just watched one called Talk to Me. It came out in 2022. I streamed it last night, as a matter of fact. I thought it was going to be a little teeny bopper scary movie. Oh, isn't this cute? And oh, there's some jump scares. Mm-mm. It was so good. A couple times I had to look away. I was like, oh my gosh. And it takes a lot for me to be worked up about a scary movie. But Talk to Me is not for everybody. But if you like a scary movie, you, I think, are going to love this. I think it's in my top 10 now.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have, whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment while your lips are close to mine will last forever. Forever till the end of time. Oh, oh, oh. Magic, oh.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. We have a great local news team here, and they are getting another local news update all prepared for you from the WGBW newsroom, and it's coming up in just about 5 minutes from right now on WGBW.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free. Someday soon he's gone.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to make it easier to carry guns without a license and harder for the government to regulate them. Wisconsin Republican Senators Tim Carpenter and Andre Jacques have introduced a plan that would let people carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bills also include tax breaks on guns and ammunition. Supporters say the changes protect personal freedom. Democrats argue the measures would increase gun violence. Meanwhile, the De Pere City Council approved a resident's permit to operate a gun repair shop out of his home, even though many in the community, including some council members, expressed concerns. Daniel Farnsworth applied for a conditional use permit for his business, which would also sell firearms online. The De Pere City Council unanimously approved his application in their Tuesday night meeting. Council members say their hands are tied. Under Wisconsin law, local municipalities cannot regulate firearms beyond state statutes. Farnsworth's home is near several schools and a Catholic church. A supporter of Farnsworth spoke out at the meeting, citing his training as a gunsmith. Farnsworth himself pushed back on the safety issue, suggesting there are greater risks for children in the area from sex offenders and other criminals living nearby than from his potential customers. Farnsworth still needs to get his federal firearms license before he opens his shop. Now's your chance to rent a cozy rooftop igloo to enjoy the holiday festivities in downtown Green Bay. On Broadway just announced they're taking reservations for the heated igloos perched on top of the Herkman Mechanical Building as part of the upcoming Christ Kingle Market on Broadway. You can make reservations for a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, November 20th through December 20th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll be near 50 later this afternoon. Plentiful clouds, a couple of sprinkles out there. Northwest winds a bit breezy. Tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect. Skies will clear out, lows in the lower 30s. After the frosty start Friday, sunshine, lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios. WGBW.
Spend my life with you. just came to see.
WGBW streaming for you on that Civic Media app and, of course, always on air at 97.9 FM.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown,
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me. look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. And feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
song. Just an old song coming down.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. That's an old-fashioned love song from Three Dog Night. And how did Three Dog Night get their name? Well, couple different stories. I don't know what to believe, but they're kind of great. So one of the stories of Three Dog Night becoming Three Dog Night comes from Danny Hutton's girlfriend, June Fairchild, the actress. She said she read an article about some Aboriginal Australians that to keep warm when it got really cold, if it was chilly, they would snuggle up to a dingo for the body heat. And so that was, you know, one dog. But if it was colder, it would be a two dog night. But if it was freezing, it would be a three dog night, hence the name. Now, another musician, Van Dyke Parks, said that story. No, she did not read an article. I actually coined the name. So I don't know what to believe, but Three Dog Night still sounding great all these years later.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who's given up the comforts of home to accomplish a difficult task. A military care package from you reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Visit sendacarepackagetoday.com for information and find out how easy it is to let them know we care. This from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Tomorrow night, the 5th annual Howlin' Halloween hike going on at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. Going to be such a fun time with the animals and the kids, and you can get more info. That starts at 5 tomorrow night. Read all about it at WGBW.fm.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
Visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's just my style. Everything about it drives me wild. Don't you know that she's fine, so fine.
Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. She always does to me.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Dozens of people, including some current and former NBA players, are now charged in connection with a widespread illegal sports betting scheme. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Miami Heat forward Terry Rozier is accused of using insider information for sports betting.
Terry Rozier was among players like Jonte Porter, who prosecutors said faked an injury and told sports bettors before.